Only some. And the most important thing is David Agnew's with me. Sir, how are you? How are you feeling? How are you feeling today? More to the point, not me.
I'm feeling great. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us. You know, here you are. What's better than looking at the Slaney going into the Irish Sea, Marty?
Isn't it just beautiful? Isn't it just beautiful? Well, you've seen this for quite a number of years. This is your final year as artistic director here.
Correct.
And how are you feeling? Are you all right? I mentioned this to you last night, and you said, I'm okay. But are you okay this morning?
I certainly am. I was delighted about last night's premiere here.
Isn't it wonderful? And,
what a great night for us.
You must have been thrilled.
I was. I can go out happy.
Oh, it was. And you know what? Everybody loved it. The music was beautiful. The performances were spectacular. The setting, the staging, everything about it last night was just special, I felt.
That's a kind of opera which we gave it 52 years ago. Yeah. And because we look after rare and ignored, unjustly neglected opera, it still is. And it's such a great work, Marty.
Yes.
So I decided this last year to pull it out again.
Well, it was beautiful last
52
night.
Years is also the length of my professional career.
Steady now, steady. Because you came here in the 90s, didn't you?
1996. Yeah.
But and what's your plan? What's your plan now, sir?
I'm going to do some conducting,
right?
But I'm not going to run an operation like this ever again.
Oh, you know, you sound like you're full of relief.
I'm going to go home to Vancouver, which is a marvelous place to live, root myself once again after traveling my whole life, train a couple of dogs, take care of my garden.
Oh, I don't...
Drink gin on the front porch.
That's the boy. That's the boy. Wait for the sun to come up. I have to say, and you have found some great talent over the years and brought it to Wexford, and last night you had some spectacular people on stage that, with all due respect, we mightn't have known or come across only for you. So you've really left a great legacy here.
That young woman you heard last night, you're going to read about her.
Yes. And her name is?
Well, she has an unpronounceable last name.
You're
trying to test me,
Marty
Whelan.
And do you know why I'm trying to test you? Because I counted the just 15 letters in her surname. It's even I couldn't do it, and I've been at this for quite a while, like you.
It's too early in the morning.
It's too early in the morning. But you found her where?
In Moscow.
Yes.
And she was singing in the Belvedere competition, on whose jury I serve.
Yeah.
And she was just a knockout. She won first prize. But I think you've talked to Levi Sagapani this morning.
Yes, yes.
I found him in the same competition in Amsterdam where he took first prize and went straight after them and said, would you come to Wexford?
That's brilliant. And do they initially go, do they trust you immediately, or is it a hard job to get them, or is it easy? How does it work? Because, I mean, the reputation is here. Your reputation is solid, no more than Wexford's is. But still, you've got to convince people to come.
For a young artist, Wexford is a calling card.
Yes, and they know
it's a great platform to present themselves for the first time. You know, all of the quality press of the world come here.
Yes.
We broadcast to about 7 million people through the EBU and the RTE and the BBC. It's a great place for a young artist to begin their career. Yeah. And as you know, well before my time, Marty, the artistic directors were finding fantastic singers.
That's right, but that is and that is the great joy of Wexford.
Let us not forget the great Irish singers that have
come through here. It's incredible.
I mean, just this year we have a great crop of young, gifted Irish
singers. And we interviewed many of them this morning. It's just quite something.
Yeah.
And Gavin, of course, Ring was on stage last night too. He was
from baritone to tenor.
From baritone to tenor. He had a transition here in Wexford.
Oh, we're not supposed to use that word anymore. It doesn't work.
But I meant it musically. but as you head away, when would you be leaving? When would you be heading away from Wexford?
I'll sneak out of town one of these days.
Is that the way you want to do it? It is.
I'm known for entering a room quietly and nobody knows I've left.
Oh, I don't know. Well, they'll know you've left, all right. But you leave a great legacy behind you. It is a hugely successful festival. It was a huge job to take on, as you know, because you had to keep it at that level. And you have. You've even elevated it again. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, Marty. And I thank you for all the conversations we've had through the year.
We've had some good conversations over the years. It really has. And again, it's very important from our point of view on RTÉ Lyric FM that we have this link with Wexford. It's good for Wexford, I think. And it's good for us too.
And may I say, long live Lyric FM.
I'll be cutting that out and using it as a jingle. You're an absolute gentleman. Listen, I've enjoyed our company.
Thank you so much for
the invitation and being here again. You really are great. And just a reminder then that, you know, when we're here in Wexford and we go through, if you like, the ritual of Wexford Festival Opera, it is one of those things that it's such a special event. The whole event is very special. And no matter what we do when we come, we're always treated royally and we always have the best of fun. But you know what it is? It's about the people. It's about the people that people like David Agler bring into this beautiful town here on the coast in the middle of October. But of course, they're here well before the festival because they have to rehearse and go through all their bits and bobs. And people like Elizabeth Rose Brown, all these people who make such a difference to an event like this, because it is, after all, if you like, a local event. But it's not really, because we say local event, it's in Wexford, because we, as a country, think, oh, there's Wexford, and people go there in the holidays and the sunshine, the summer and all the rest of it. But in fact, it is a truly international event, the Wexford Festival Opera. This is their 68th year, and, you know, no matter what we say about it, it brings the very finest composers. As I said, Massenet last night, Vivaldi, of course, Lorilla in Tempe is going to be live on Lyric right here on RTÉ Lyric FM on the 2nd of November. That's what we do, I hope. That's a Saturday, by the way. And it's the sort of thing that no matter what you say about it, music, I think, from my point of view, and I suspect from yours, makes a difference in all our lives. So just a reminder again that it's live on Lyric on Saturday, the 2nd of November, they're really in Tempe, Antonio Vivaldi. And quite frankly, where else would you get it? Only on RTÉ Lyric FM. Listen, that's our lot for this morning from Sinead, from Michael. Our thanks to the great Elizabeth and to Mick and Kieran and all the gang here. We say thank you. And God bless you. And we'll talk to you on the morrow, live back in the studio. Incidentally, I've been out here now in the cold, and I'm probably going to get a cold too. The Starview Cafe, by the way, that's where we are here, at the top of the Opera House. I want to mention the sisters, Tricia and Karen as well, to give them a mention. Now, if I've forgotten anybody, send money. A little bit of Ratcliffe to take us out, because, of course, that was on here before. And it's the choir of Wexford Festival Opera, and it's Muscagney on the RTÉ Lyric FM label and keenly priced, like myself. Good luck, and thanks a thousand.